Mary Stack, and I play Georgie Sullivan, who will be adding fear of crowds and weird men with cell phones to her fear of stages and stage lights. This is going to put a real damper on future concerts.
Hi, I'm Willa Wilson, and I play Renette Bollinger. I don't have an intro prepared, so I'm just going to read the next three top bluegrass songs. Let's say Blue Moon of Kentucky, and then so the next two are Fox on the Run and Pretty Polly. Have a good day.
I'm pretty sure you already said the Fox one and the one before.
Well, these are the ones. I'm sorry. Should I do that again? But less of that.
I'm Holland Lane Curtis, and I play Birdie, the town menace at a concert for someone else's birthday for some reason, but she's feeling sassy brassy and grass assy. It makes sense. Stop laughing.
I'm Jonah Knight, and welcome to Roll to Metal. This is part three of A Snake in the Bluegrass, written by Gabriel McCormick. You can find this mystery in the unofficial Brenda Wood Bay Mysteries Anthology Collection over on DriveThruRPG. The link is in the show notes. And I thought I'd take this moment just to remind everybody that Brenda Wood Bay is ostensibly a horror game. No reason to mention that now, just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay, let's go. A few minutes later, the three of you find yourself seated backstage. Sierra has brought you here, sort of set you down in a little waiting area while she runs off to find a first aid kit. And from here, you can hear all the chaos still going on out front. It's getting a little quieter. A lot of the stampeding crowd has dissipated a bit. But here you are over on that side there to the left is a tour bus. Over that side to the right is another tour bus. You know, behind the tour bus is it looks like that ring of trees, the little mini woods that surround the polo fields here on the Brindlewood Bay Community College campus. It isn't all that far away. Sierra runs back in, tosses the first aid kit at y'all and says something about getting ahead of the story as she's on her phone and rushes off. And the three of you have just a moment here of quiet, a little bit alone. And I am curious what y'all look like after this dusty, grimy, humid, sticky clothing afternoon. What does the camera see when it comes closer to the three of you?
Well, my tasteful kerchief is gone. I tied it perfectly in my hair. It looked good. Now it's gone. My hair is a mess. The curls completely unbound. Unacceptable. And my probably my stylish outfit, the Maven Move, is somewhat dampened and dare I say damaged.
Didn't you get a condition as well?
Yeah. I mean, I have this, I got bonked in the head. Now it's just real bad in there. It's not fun in there.
I am looking similarly disheveled. Think it's probably pretty noticeable that I've got grass stains all down my front and my back. And I do think she's probably wearing like white capris for the day. So there's definitely a little bit of grass, possibly some mud stains. Horrible. I think that her hair is totally in disarray and not in her like usual tasteful kind of like rocker chic or like the couple flyaways or anything, but no, it's pretty rough. Maybe lost a shoe in the process and then finally got it back, but it's super, you know, scuffed. One heel is broken. We're struggling today.
Well, the headband that I had been wearing is gone. And my hair is just sort of all over the place with sad little pieces of grass in it. And my shirt had been nicely tucked into my capris. It's now untucked where I was leaning against the blanket to try to pull my friends up. And the seat of my pants is very unfortunately covered in grass stain and mud.
Well, I mean, there's probably still a chance to pull out of this birthday celebration and maybe get back to something enjoyable, like maybe solving a murder. I don't know. What's on your mind right now as you sort of go through this first aid kit?
I'm just trying to think, why would all three of us wear white capris on a day like this? We should have known. We should have known there would be grass and there would be murder. Where else would it be?
So maybe it was tempting bait, but for once I wanted to take them out of my closet, okay? I can only go so long without wearing my white capris.
You looked good. We all did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They make my ass look great.
Yeah. Everywhere we go. I mean, should we just wear all black? What's happening?
Yeah. What is that a world I want to live in? No.
No, but like, also, that would look really depressing. And then people would start like rumors around the town being like, we're the ones that are causing the murders by showing up in all black.
Yeah.
Right.
Like an omen. Color theory.
Yeah.
So, okay, what are we doing? We are solving this, right?
We're solving the
murder. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So obviously, if one were to describe the scene around us, perhaps in like a narrative way, I did notice that cluster of trees, over there that someone could have run in and hidden themselves or possibly important things, clues, weapons, etc. There's also talking to the other people backstage that are not being hounded by the stage manager. What are we thinking?
Well, I would like to just do everything in our power to avoid talking to Dylan, that obnoxious little shit.
Who?
Mansplain McDorkface.
Oh, Mansplain McDorkface, of course.
Yes, obviously.
Nothing he says really makes any sense, and it kind of makes me anxious, if I'm being honest.
It makes me angry.
Yeah, I look at his face, and he's just got a punchable face. You know how people just sometimes...
So punchable.
Yeah, it just, you look at him and you're like, I really need him to be more punched than he is right now.
Yeah, I know exactly. It's, yeah, that's who you're describing. So let's avoid that. So the lady who made the announcement was Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
There's a music journalist in
Lance,
the...
right?
Yeah, Lance and...
And then the band members.
Yes.
Waylon, Donnie, and Juan.
Yes.
And
somewhere,
Faith.
Yeah, Faith Hadley was, but she like, what? She was gone.
Yeah, she said that she wanted the lead singer to be humiliated and then was disappeared. And then she disappeared. Yeah.
She said humiliated, not killed. So,
yeah.
I mean, what bigger humiliation is there than death?
We also probably need to examine the body if we can,
yeah,
or at least...
Oh my gosh, what a day. I should not have laughed at that.
You know, it's kind of becoming an old hat. Like, we're allowed to have some morbid jokes, okay?
Yeah.
Especially on our birthday. I mean, come on. Because it's our, you know, our collective birthday.
It's so nice to have three birthdays a year.
Yeah, isn't it so great how fast you're aging? Yeah,
no,
you want to take it back
divide,
now you considered it?
No, listen, you divide it by back? Six every time, and then you're good.
You know what? I'll take that. Okay.
So body first, talking to other suspects, or looking around for possible routes of escape.
Yes. Would it look bad if we go immediately to the body? Because, like, there's still people hanging around to be like, hey... Why are they going to the body?
I mean, less time for it to be tampered with, and we can say we were sent ahead of Fern or whatever.
Yeah. Right. You know what? Yes, we do have that excuse. I just I'm not sure about bringing it up this time because last time my shithead brother got involved. So let's try to slow that down.
Okay.
Yeah. But we can use that excuse as needed. Just postpone interaction as much as possible.
So, yeah, I think we go to the body first then.
Body?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Sierra mentioned where Delia May was found, but hey, over there is a tour bus that looks maybe a little newer. than the tour bus that's over there.
Mm.
There are people, most of the people back here are not really ignoring you. Sometimes people like sort of look at you puzzled, but then walk on. You can also tell that you can see between the buses to the trees. There's some people over there. It's kind of a little bit of a distance away. Can't quite make out who they are. But there are definitely people around. They're just not paying attention to you. So where do you want to take a look?
I mean, I'd want to see what kind of view I can get into the tour buses.
Do you want to start with one or the other?
Let's go for the newer one.
Maybe I can go for the older one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can split up. And Georgie, you keep watch.
Got it.
Wait, no, it's her birthday. We should let her decide. Georgie, excuse what do you want to do?
Excuse me?
It's not my birthday.
I mean, it's everyone's birthday.
Oh, that's it's true. Our birthday. So
do we all decide?
Yeah.
I'll keep watch.
We all decide. So everyone just split, go in the direction that you want to go at the same time on three. One, two, three.
This works so well every time we do it. I'm so excited.
We all went in the same direction. Yeah. That's not very helpful.
No, I'm going left. I'm the left girl. Okay.
I stick with the plan. I go in the newer one.
Okay, Renette, you're going into the newer bus.
Yes.
Birdie, you're going to the older bus. And Georgie, what would you like to do?
I guess I am sitting somewhere between them and pretending to knit while I keep watch.
You're doing great.
This'll go fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We sent the two of us that have conditions and left the okay one on watch. It's fine.
It sounds like what you probably did was the three of you maybe walked between the two buses, because let's say that the doors to get in are on the other side. So as you start walking between them, you get to the other side. And yeah, it worked. There was no complication walking between the buses. So you get over there, and it looks like the older bus, the door is open. And the newer bus, the door is closed.
I'm going to go to the door and hold my ear up to the door of the newer one.
I guess that sounds like a day move. Isn't it? Because you want to hear something. All right. This will be fun. What's the worst thing that can happen if you fail this roll?
The door opens and hits my head even harder. And there's probably also... in the process, have been caught snooping.
Yeah, if you get bonked in the head again, that would be like a double migraine.
Yikes.
Which is twice a migraine.
Like an aneurysm.
Yeah, it's almost like an aneurysm. You might get an aneurysm.
Oh, no.
Depending on how bad you get hit in the head.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, as long as you don't get a triple migraine, because, you know, they say three strikes, you're out, you know.
Great, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for your input.
What are you going to roll with?
Probably composure.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Does my condition mean I roll with disadvantage?
I think it probably should.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Got two dice out, so. Okay. Fuck. I mean, Shiza. I mean, well, that's still a seven. It's not the worst.
Well, Georgie, you're on watch. You're seeing Renette go up to this door and take a listen while Birdie is walking over to the other door. So you have a good view of Renette walking right up, sticking her head right next to the door as it opens and bonks her right in the head. But hey, luckily, it wasn't so hard that it caused a double migraine. Georgie, what did it look like?
She just looked really surprised. She bonked her head and kind of just shook it off and then continued. I kind of stood up like I was gonna... Oh, no, it's fine. Yes, we're okay. This is okay.
So this is happening right about when Birdie gets over to the other door, and we're going to get to her in a second. Georgie and Renette. The door opens up, and Juan, the banjo player, seems very surprised to have hit you in the head with the door.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry. My head was killing me. I didn't realize that I just needed somewhere to lean to regroup. I didn't realize it was a door. I'm so sorry. Oh, you're the banjo player. Oh, ow. You're the... I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you very much. This is not really a place where I think we should probably stay away from this bus until the police get here.
Oh.
And he kind of like shimmies sideways and like presses the door closed behind him.
Is that where...
She's gone on to meet her maker.
In there. Confirmed?
Yes. We should probably just let her go for now. Uh-huh. I'm sure the police are on their way.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm trying to decide if this is a good time for me to use one of the Maven moves that I have not yet used, despite having had it for a while. The Sherlock Holmes move. Say something about a character and it's true because I deduced it.
Yes.
Cool. And I'm trying to think how I want to use that, because it could be useful if this guy is coming right out of the crime scene. Maybe I notice something about him that could be useful later. I'm asking y'all's opinion because I have not used this move before and I want to be able to use it right.
Yep. The first time you encounter a suspect, you can declare something about them based solely on their appearance. This information is absolutely true, but is not a clue, nor can it conclusively solve the mystery.
So what's a fun thing to say about Juan? Help me out. Don't just give me a thumbs up. Like, I can come up with something on the spot. This guy, he's got a burn on his left hand, which would maybe make it harder to banjo. It doesn't seem to be a banjo-related injury.
Where on the hand do you see this burn?
Right at the first joints of the fingers, like the top of the palm. Mm. So it's not the part that hits the strings, but it would be hurt in the process of holding and sliding around the fretboard.
Okay. Yeah, he notices you noticing and sort of like hides his hand just a little bit. Like, he's not trying to be obvious, too obvious about it.
Where did you get a burn like that?
Trying to get off the stage.
Yeah, no, I got nothing. Cool.
Birdie, you're over at the other door. This part is simultaneous with what just happened with Renette. What's your plan here? It's open.
I'm going to very quickly look around to see if there is anyone besides my friends that can see me or I'm in sight of.
There are people bustling about doing things, but it doesn't look like anyone is paying attention to you at this time. It's not an area where there is no one, but you don't currently appear like someone that should be watched.
Okay. I think I'm just going to be as stealthy as I can to sneak on this bus. So you mean the door is open? It's not just unlocked.
Yep. Okay. Yep. It is open.
So I will take the few first steps, but kind of stay in that lower junction before you step up onto the bus and listen for any footsteps, any movements or conversations before I fully step on.
So you're saying you want to roll to see if you detect anything. Okay. Yeah. I think that sounds like a day move. So you're like maybe a step or so inside and just like crouching for a moment.
Yeah.
Or are you like fully outside? You're a little bit inside.
I would say I'm like two steps in.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're crouched so that nobody, if anybody is inside, they can't hear you or see you. And you can pause right here and roll the day move.
Okay. And what should I add to it?
Well, you said you were trying to be sneaky.
Yes.
That would sound
presence?
Like vitality.
Oh, vitality. Yeah. Yeah, vitality. Okay. So that is a 10.
With that 10, it does sound like there is at least one person on the bus. was like sort of moving around, but not clumping, not talking. You also maybe smell a whiff of something in the air that you're familiar with.
I follow the familiar scent. Does it smell like it's currently permeating the air? Or is it something that's kind of just a damp smell stuck into the interior?
This is a fresh cloud that you're smelling. Let's see. What else can you smell? You know, since you're like pausing a moment to like double check your nose here.
Okay, so leather, the devil's lettuce.
It smells like men in here.
Ugh. Does it have to, Jonah?
I mean, it's maybe not the worst of the way that a man might smell.
Okay.
But you're like, yeah. Hey, I bet there are a bunch of men that hang out in this enclosed space.
Nah, Birdie would like it. It's fine. And she smells, I mean, hears one person. I think she will continue to be stealthy while keeping an eye out for the person, like, suddenly coming in. I'm assuming there's, like, a back room or two, how some tour buses are put together. There's, like, a back bedroom, and then there's possibly a couple bunks.
Yeah, so you're sort of, like, peeking around the corner to get the lay of the land here.
Yeah.
And what you can see is that there is this front loungy area. Some chairs, some instruments are out. And then the door to the back part, where it looks like probably the sleeping quarters are, that door is open, and you can see through there a man. And even from here, you can tell.
Is he hot?
I'll tell you what, you can count all six of those abs, because he doesn't have a shirt on. This looks like he's doing some stretching. Kind of a younger guy. Maybe
he just kind of stands there for a little bit too long.
I mean, I get that, because he's sort of like turns and like, oh, what's that tattoo? That's a very colorful piece of art on his chest. Gosh, does he shave his chest? Oh, my. And that's probably when he noticed.
But not like, okay, wait, before you.
Okay, speak, okay.
how young are we talking?
Hey, this is Donnie, the mandolin player of the band.
Cool.
He's at least a decade younger than all of the other musicians.
Okay.
Which probably puts him in his maybe late 30s.
We're pushing it, but okay. That's acceptable. Before I make any engagement into this conversation, are there any certain clues that I might pick up around the area? Is there anything that stands out to me besides the hot man and the smell of weed? So this is pretty much like Birdie's heaven.
Let me pause, because Mary, you just asked a question in the chat about who was who. Yeah, Juan's banjo, Wayland is fiddle, and Donnie is mandolin and also guitar. He replaced Faith.
Okay.
The young guy replaced Faith.
Just got to keep my people straight.
Yeah.
Got to keep them in order. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. And you just asked if you see anything else before he notices you. That's kind of a hard question, because it sounds like it felt like you were a little distracted and not necessarily looking for clues, but I'll go with you here. You can do both.
Come on. I mean, she's a professional. We're here to solve a murder.
She's a professional groupie here on a tour bus.
You are right. And I have said that so many times. That is so canon. Fuck. Okay. So this feels very comfortable to her. She has spent many a time experiencing this. She might be a little distracted. I think she might like pull her shirt back a little bit, so it's kind of a little looser on the shoulders, and like fluff her hair and try to wipe the grass stains from her pants and not succeed. Yeah. Spritz a little perfume. No. And then she'd be like, oh my God, it's a nightmare out there. I'm so sorry. Do you have a light?
Yeah. I mean, Donnie sort of turns, hears you, and it looks like he kind of brightens up and takes a couple steps towards this door separating the two corridors, puts his arms up over the door, kind of leans forward so you can see the pretty good definition on his biceps there. Yeah, he's a little bit closer now. You can definitely, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours.
She kind of like leans back on the door a little bit and tucks some hair behind her ear. And she pulls some grass out of her ear and flicks it away.
Yeah, come on in. What were you, you're looking for a light?
Yeah, I mean, oh my God, it's so crazy out there. People are trying to run each other over, and I really could just use a good smoke right now.
Oh, yeah. I think we're on the same wavelength here. I mean, that was my whole thought. Here, have a seat. Let me grab you something. And he sort of motions to one of the seats here in the front.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Kind of turns into the back. He starts rummaging around through something. So you have this brief moment without him looking at you.
To take a quick spin around, see if I notice anything out of the ordinary besides his back tattoos.
Yeah, really, just the one, but it's pretty big.
And what's the tattoo of?
Birdie, what do you see on his back?
It's more depicting a scene than anything else. I feel like it's got these darkened, foggy clouds. It's all black and white, except for a tiny pinprick of color. It's like a red cardinal flying through a smoky, dark, woodsy area. And there's just one red cardinal. Very artistic.
I mean, it sounds like you're having a hard time, like, concentrating on looking around the front area.
No, you just keep asking me questions, Jonah. I'm trying to yes and here. Let me see what's in this fucking place.
It sounds like you're really focused on his back.
He's so hot. Why did you make him hot, God?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am simple. I am a simple girl. It's been a long time.
You know what? You are able to pull yourself away and just look around the front.
I'm better than this. I've done this before. Okay. I'm powerful. I'm strong. I'm a professional groupie. I can do this.
So you don't have a whole lot of time before he returns with a light of some sort. So what are you doing here? You don't have much time.
Looking around for any bloodstains, any scattered papers that look like worse than just song lyrics. Anything that seems to be out of the ordinary. And Birdie would know throughout the years what is normal to be found. Like, obviously there's going to be cigarette butts and coffee stains and old mugs and old song lyrics on the table, but she's looking for something else that's like hidden in the wastebasket and set on fire, things like that.
Sounds like you want to meddle.
I sure do. I think she's very focused on her speed for this. So I think she's trying to do this as quickly as possible and then get back to her seat without him noticing she's moved.
That makes sense.
So vitality okay?
Yep.
That is another 10.
So around this lounge area, there are plenty of instruments. They're all over the place. They're overhead. Some of them are open. Packs of strings, picks, just all kinds of that stuff. You're familiar with all those things. So it's easy to gloss over them, sort of look beyond them. And so what you do see is a small three-ring binder on the floor under a case.
I immediately snatch it up and put it on the other side of me where I can flip through it while watching that his back is turned.
So you just start looking through it, and it appears to be a business plan for how to launch Donnie's solo career. This is a pretty well-crafted plan. Someone who knew how to write a business plan wrote this. And you have that impression, and you can hear him coming back to the front.
Okay, just confirming, this is Donnie that's in front of me.
Yes.
Okay. I push it to the side just as he's coming back around. We heard them play a bit before. Okay.
Yeah. The three members of the Wailers opened up the concert.
Gotcha. Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. I want to make sure. Ugh, it's such a shame about the concert. I mean, you all were incredible. Would have paid a lot more just to see you all keep playing the whole time. I'm sorry about what happened, though, but it's just a shame.
Yeah, it was definitely a surprise. thank you for the compliments. I mean, we've been working pretty hard on this tour, getting everything together. It's a big kickoff, and I guess there are more important things to worry about now. And he leans back in a chair. He's not right next to you. He's sort of like across from you.
Mm-hmm. And we're probably doing like a puff and pass kind of casual.
Yeah, he has a little pouch in front of him. And he sort of opens it up, and there's papers, and there's a couple different options for your lights. And you can also, you know, if you want, it's legal here. It's legal here. Maybe not this amount.
Yeah.
And you can see that he has got at least like three or four bags in front of him, and they're labeled with the regions that the product has been grown. So what are you in the mood for? I mean, this one's pretty smooth.
Okay.
Very relaxing.
I like a hybrid.
Yeah, this one over here is more of like a ready for some fun.
I'm a big fan of those.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, me too.
All right, we'll go for that one.
All right. Hey,
I see how we do.
Hey, you've got great eyes. What would you say? What'd you say your name was?
Oh, B. Just call me B.
B. Yeah. Hey, you can call me D.
Oh, I like it. It's Birdie is now remembering that this is some like 38-year-old who thinks he's hot shit, and she's like, "Yep, I'm back in it. I'm back in the, I'm back where I'm supposed to be mentally." and she's like, "Oh yeah, that was, you're funny. So how does someone like you, talented, funny, handsome?"
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever thought about going solo? I mean, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't.
Oh, wow.
That's wow. I'm so sorry. It's probably, this stuff's getting to me, it's a little stronger than I'm used to. No, I just mean, you know, the band is incredible. You're incredible. But I mean, there's just something about you that the others don't necessarily have. Sorry, I've toured a couple times with other people who tour.
Wow, really? Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, who have you been on the road with?
Oh, you know, everyone. I couldn't even name all of them. Like, you think of a name and I'd say it, and then I would probably tell you that I've been there.
Oh, yeah? Just name
anyone? You know, the Stones, the Jacks, the Waters, the Circles, all of them.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I can tell you are impressive.
I mean, not as much as you. Anyway, I just, sorry if that was like so out of nowhere. There's just something about you. I mean, have you ever thought about that?
Hey, thank you. I have. I've been a session musician forever.
Sure.
You know, yeah.
It pays good, though.
Oh, it sure can. You know, some musician who hasn't released something in 20 years decides to make a comeback single. They need somebody. I'm on that list.
And you're
list.
Like, oh, sign me up.
Okay, Billy, you want me to play on this? I guess I'll do it. You know, it's a good life. I guess I've been hearing that maybe I could do something. I'm not really a singer, though, so I don't know what that tour would look like. You know? Like,
oh, no. I mean, what I've heard of your stuff, I think you do just fine. Maybe you start out as not a quartet or a trio or anything. You just do a duet here and there. And I really think, I think you've got the chops.
Well,
I wouldn't sell yourself short. Look at Delia Mae James. I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
A bit too soon, but.
No, I mean.
I mean, what did you think of her career?
Well, obviously she could play guitar, you know. I mean, there's a reason they say that she sold her soul to get those guitar chops. I mean, she's good. She's really
sure,
good.
Sure.
Yeah. I guess for me, I'm more into like pushing boundaries, you know, like she does a lot of that traditional stuff and
kind of classic kind of. Right.
Yeah. You know, and I love it. And so many people love it. But for me, you know, I want to be a little more with the times, you know, like rearranging classics instead of being really strict interpretations, you know.
That's way more exciting. I mean, don't get me wrong. Traditional and the classics are classics for what they are. But I mean, I'm personally a big fan of newer stuff for sure.
When he goes to receive the joint back from you. Sort of like lingers a little bit holding your hand. Just a little bit.
I will use this to my advantage, even though that B&D really ruined it for me. I go in with a lot of chutzpah, and I don't have that high of expectations. I really don't. I mean, I'm very reasonable. But no, I let it linger for a moment. I know this game. I know musicians like him. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, sure. Her classic stuff is fine. I definitely have enjoyed the more out there, the braver choices, I think, I've heard of what you guys make together. I mean, does everyone else feel the same on the band? I mean, has there been any, like, issue with playing more traditional stuff?
Oh, the Whalers? No, the other guys have been here from the beginning. My role is just hired hand. You know, I'm the gun they bring in to make sure the show is smoking. And,
How dare you say that with a straight face, Jonah? You're like the deus ex machina. Yeah, of course. They bring you in at the,
I mean, I would say that everybody in the band has their own vision. And if it was anybody's band, it would be different. But it was Delia Mace. So we're going to follow her vision. Going to do what it is. We'll see.
I mean, the Whalers were kind of the Whalers before Delia May, weren't they?
They were, yeah. I guess they had some internal issues for a little while there, but that was all before my time. You know, I just come in and I do my job.
Wow. I try
not to get involved with politics, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get that. That's definitely a really strong standpoint in nowadays to not get involved with politics, for sure. Everybody register to vote. Do it. But yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense to me. I wouldn't want to get in with all the drama. I know I've heard so much about that through the grapevine, as it were.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any thoughts on that? Like, what story have you heard? Like, there's so many different opinions, obviously, but I'd like to hear what you think about it. I'm trying to meddle. About the tensions in the band, whether that's the Whalers with each other or with Delia May.
Sure.
Is there any specific thing?
Yeah.
And I'm like pointing at certain like pictures or song lyrics that are around being like, I mean, what's the story from your perspective?
All right. What are you going to use?
Probably presence. I'm trying to flirt the information out of him.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
That's a 4. Oops.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a fine job of flirting. It's taking you back to the old days. You can use this thing with the hair and this thing with the eyes, and it's kind of working. I mean, you're pretty sure it's working.
It's totally working. I'm super hot.
And after a minute, you know, you sort of finish your wind up in the pitch. You look at him and he kind of shakes his head. He's like, whoa, I don't think I labeled these bags correctly. Oh, man.
Oh, hey. That is not something you want to hear. What do you mean?
No.
That you labeled them incorrectly? What no. other things do you have?
Oh, man. You know... Yeah, okay, this
Tell
one...
Tell it to me straight, Doc.
Okay, yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. This is the one that's laced with the LSD.
Oh.
Hey, Birdie, can you mark a new condition?
Tripping balls.
Tripping balls is your current condition.
Love it.
And the camera kind of zooms in on you as you realize this, and we can see your pupils.
Yep.
Going all like, over the place.
Like a cat's. Like you see them go.
Yep. And the camera cuts to back outside. Georgie.
So from Georgie's perspective, Birdie has been in the tour bus for a little while and Renette is outside of her tour bus.
Yes. Renette seems engaged in a conversation with Juan.
Yes, I am.
He seems a little awkward. Bertie, maybe this full scene has not played out yet when we cut back to you.
I mean, not hearing any kind of real commotion from inside of the tour buses, I'm going to go ahead and assume things are going okay and look around and see what, if there's any activity I need to be aware of happening in the vicinity of the tour buses. I've sort of positioned myself so that I can be knitting and still have a good view of anyone approaching the tour buses. So I'm really just like knitting and like looking up in a direction and then looking back down and then kind of like just looking around in another direction from where I am seated.
From where you are seated, being very sneaky and very observant, you can see from around the back of Delia May's tour bus, out of the corner of your eye, it looks like someone just comes around the corner and then immediately jumps back out of view. It was just quick enough for you to catch, like, the movement of some red hair.
Well, that seemed fine and not suspicious at all. I should go say hi.
Okay.
Sorry, was it Faith that had red? I can't remember. Did one of our two girls have red hair?
Yes, Faith had red hair. So you're sort of walking in that direction?
Yeah, you know what? Remembering how Faith was feeling before the show and that she had had a previous relationship, good or bad, with Deal. You know, I feel like I need to check on her.
You make your way towards the end of the bus. As you start to get there, you can sort of see under the back bumper a pair of boots. They're ringing a bell. She was wearing those. And they shuffle a little bit. And then they kind of run away around the corner, almost as though she could tell that you were on your way and wanted to avoid you. You get that vibe. Like, why else would she run away very quickly when you're almost there?
I'm going to call out after her.
Okay. You're going to keep going?
Yeah. No, Faith, honey, are you okay? I just, you know, I saw you around the corner and I just wanted to check on you.
You turn the corner of the bus. She's not right there. Like, she is, she's getting, are you going to run? Are you going to chase her?
I don't think Georgie's up for running after the whole stampede situation, I'm gonna say.
So you turn the corner, Faith isn't there, but like, this is just the back of the bus, so it's probably, it's easy enough to get to the other corner and look where she is, to try to tell where she has gone. So you're back between the bus and the stage where you were before, and you can sort of see her further down. So she is like not quite a full run, but like moving faster than most people want to do in boots like that. But what you do see is Lance, the journalist, very close to Sierra, the band's manager, and they are whispering near the stage.
I'm just going to snap a little picture. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
In case I have questions later. Does it look like, at this point, there's still no one approaching the tour buses at all? Like, it's pretty free and clear?
It's the same kind of busyness with a lot of people, like, bustling about. There are people trying to figure out whether they should do something to the stage. Stage managers, like, sort of moving things and other people arguing and moving things in other directions. It's like there's somebody from the student council there, from the community college, who thinks that they're in charge of this event when obviously they are not. So there's a lot going on, but it doesn't look like anyone is actively approaching the buses. It does look like Waylon, the fiddle player, is still on the stage. Faith went somewhere. You don't see Dylan.
The mention of Dylan just made me nervous. I like want to go talk, but I also don't want to leave my post in case, because I can tell that Renette's talking to somebody. So that seems fine. If somebody approaches, they're having a conversation. There's like a reason. I don't know what's going on with Bertie.
Neither does she.
So what do you think?
I'm going to text the group chat that I just saw Faith run by. Like, I just saw Faith leave Delia's tour bus, and I'm gonna go see if anyone else saw her. Looks clear so far. And then who's closer, Waylon on the stage or Sierra and Lance? Are they near the stage?
Sierra and Lance, you'd probably have to pass by Sierra and Lance before getting to Waylon. But it's probably closest to loop around the truck to get back to Renette. Like, she and Juan are probably the quickest ones to get to, but if you want to go somewhere else, it's probably Lance and Sierra.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go interfere with Renette's conversation because I don't want to chase about after Faith alone.
You're making your way back to catch this scene as it's unfolding. Renette, Juan doesn't necessarily look like he's guarding this bus.
Yeah.
Like, there's sort of like a sadness. Mm-hmm. There's a shiftiness almost, like he has other things he'd rather be doing. He doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep talking to him. It doesn't matter that he doesn't know who I am. I know who I am. Did you and Delia May share a bus? Or share a trailer?
No. This is
were
hers.
Were you lovers?
Wow. No. No, I'm married. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, did you share a trailer with her, or did she get her own trailer?
No, this is her bus. We share the other. Yeah,
all the rest of you share the other one?
There's only the three of us. Well, I guess Sierra travels on here. She's got a little compartment, but no, the rest of us are over there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, it
looks a lot newer. I guess it makes sense. A legend like getting the fanciest stuff.
Right. I mean, she was, she deserved it. She deserved it. She was, she was great.
Were you close?
Well, sure. Sure. Yeah. We were, toured together forever. You can't be in that kind of environment and not get close to someone.
I know how that can be, losing someone unexpectedly who's really close to you. So
I'm sorry. Did you lose someone?
Yeah, my second spouse. She was my first wife. And
your wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in the day. It was a long time ago, but it still feels like it just happened sometimes. So I know what you're going through.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a shock. It hasn't really set in yet. I mean, he's definitely making like eye contact with you. Like, this is, like, he is involved in this conversation. He's hearing and feeling what you're saying, even though he's, like, you can tell he just wants to be somewhere else.
Yeah. I take a quick look around. Have I noticed that Georgie is coming to me?
Yeah, she's turning around the side of the bus.
Cool.
As you look.
I continue to distract Juan with conversation to keep his eye away from wherever Georgie may choose to go.
Okay. Yeah. How about a lovely day move?
Again.
Yeah. To keep his attention and situate him where you want.
Cool. And I'd say that would be using presence.
Mm-hmm.
That's my good side.
Yeah.
Is my stylish outfit still effective, even if it is a bit damaged?
It is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. All right. So that negates the disadvantage of my condition.
And I think at this point you can tell that this guy is kind of empathetic. I mean, when you're this close to him, you can see that there is like a pretty expensive detailed like cross on a chain around his neck.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, he's sort of maybe not a rock and roll lifestyle kind of guy. So he can see this migraine that you have might actually make him a little more concerned about you.
Cool.
So he's prone for this move, if you can do it.
All right, let's do this. Come on, dice. All right, it's a 7 on the dice plus 3 for presents. That's a 10.
You got him. Where do you want him?
This man is married. I want him facing away from the trailer. Yeah, I shift like, oh, sorry, sun is in my eyes, if you wouldn't mind. Just cool. We continue our conversation with him directed.
I'm sorry, I didn't notice. Are you okay? You look...
Oh, I'm, you know, I just, I got bonked a little bit back in that, in the audience. I'm too old for a mosh pit these days, you know. It's it's fine. It's, you're the one who's really hurting right now, and I just, I know I can't do much, but I just, it's important to check in. And it looked like no one was checking in on you.
Yeah, you can see he's now, like, looking at, like, the little bruise on your head. Like, he is, he's there with you.
Mm-hmm. I look extra pathetic.
Good work. Georgie, Renette looks really pathetic. But there's something about the way that she has moved this man. You know that maybe there was even, like, half a look there. You do have a clear entrance into this bus.
Yep, I mean, with that clear nonverbal communication that friends have, just body language and a look, Georgie heads into the bus, or attempts to. I try to quietly just sneak around the side so that I don't want to create any undue noise that would make him turn around and catch me trying to sneak onto the bus. When I get to the entrance, so I'm grabbing the sides and kind of trying to gently pull myself in.
You have a clear entrance here. Renette has done her job. Yeah, you're in. Step, step, step. And you're right up in front of this brand new, modern day, pricey tour bus. Smells very nice in here. Everything looks very well organized here in this front area. It's really some racks of stage costumes. Lots of clothing in here. Looks like it's well organized and kind of fancy. Something that a bluegrass star would wear on stage. And the front sort of funnels towards the back. And the camera's going to follow you as you walk back there. And probably right when you walk into this back area, your eyes go right to Delia May, who is lying in one of the bunks. This is like the fancy sleeper. And her hand is right up on the side, lifeless, just draped outside. And her face is kind of away from you right now. What are you doing?
Just real quick, aside from the obvious dead person, is there anything else around her that seems in disarray, considering the front was very well organized?
Well, this area looks fine. Like, just so you're in this little hallway, there's nothing here that looks crazy. Do you want to examine her bunk with her in it?
I mean, yes. Mm-hmm. I would consider it a failed mission if I didn't try.
Yeah. All right, can you roll to metal, please?
I sure can. I feel like composure, if I'm trying to, like, get near... it's not my highest score, but it's the one that makes sense. I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, you're just trying to stay steady?
Yeah.
Not lose your cool?
Yeah. We shouldn't let Georgie do things. That's fully just a 5.
My success didn't, I don't know, give you advantage or something? Help?
Apparently not.
I can't do a help action.
Well,
can't she have advantage because she's so darn cute?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Well, but then you would all have advantage.
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, shucks.
We're all on the same page.
Georgie, you inch towards Delia May. You move closer to this dead body. She's not moving. She's starting to turn a little blue. You get a little bit closer. And there is definitely a smell coming from this bunk. It's not a nice smell. You've smelled it before. It is the smell of dead. And it looks like there's something in her hand. And as you move closer, closer to this body, you hear a toilet flush. And suddenly there is rattling around inside the bathroom.
Oh no.
Oh no. I just want it to be known that after Georgie sends a like, are you okay? Then she hasn't checked her phone yet, but on her phone is a new message, and it is just the clown emoji, a caterpillar, and a caution sign. I want you to go, and anyone who's listening, and also specifically the three of you that I have hostage right now, I want you to type that into your phone and look at it for a good minute and a half, because it gets funnier.